This is Denise Lowe. My mother once told me that women who garden can reconcile themselves to the cycle of life and death more peacefully. I have kept up gardening, perhaps because of that advice. Here are poems by Native heritage women that draw on nature to reconcile death's paradox. The Cherokee and white European Linda Rodriguez grew up in the Flint Hills and writes wonderful poetry, including Dark Sister. Here she writes a charm to link life and death. Love takes us. Love takes us from wing to root, from seed to wood, from night to rot, from bed to bone. And life, bearing death like a seed, enters and re-enters this river where time and water wash a maze of secrets. Having the same heart, we stray like a river, trying to find where sun and stars go while we stay in the dark. There's darkness in me. The new moon rides the river, clinging to every ripple, rapid and shallow. What has been loose cannot be leashed. I conjure you by the star hunter in the core of the night. Love will do the deed. Love takes us from root to seed, from wood to wing, from rot to bone, from night to bed. The continuity of women's generations is another perspective on death, as Janetta Calhoun Mish, a Delaware or Lenape Indian, describes in her poem about art created by Stanley Hurd of Protection, Kansas. Janetta is poet laureate of Oklahoma, and Ekphrasis is a poem about an artwork. This is an ekphrasis on Stan Hurd's Kansas River Levee Below Bowersock Dam by Janetta Calhoun Mish. In a tiny cafe near the verdant banks of the mighty Kaw River, a joyful ebony family, five powerful girls whose glistening dark eyes see far beyond my own sense and foreshortened gaze, we hike up the levee, my chosen older sister and me, envisioning Lenape women, their cornfields planted in the floodplain, recalling those who remain. We listen for their prayers singing among the reeds. A copse of cottonwoods anticipates bald eagles who will return to their ample branches come January. Turkey buzzards turt and whirl far above our heads, their presence and our gray hair portents, and earthwork construction of tinted stones, white flowers, golden stems, reaches down to water, moccasin designs or grandma's quilt, riprap monument to women's art, to women's footsteps, ours echo. Myself, I keep seeing my dead father's presence in crowds, in red-tailed hawks, which he loved, and here, in petals of wild plums that bloom first in the spring before green leaves emerge, and so are ghost-like presences. Where the dead go? Snow petals ghost the northern wind. Among wild plums, my father's face kites in wickerwork limbs, gray-eyed, trapped. No escape as trains huff roadside tracks. Within, twist of this, a chill flounce. Beneath, below, within, where does he anchor? Death unsettles us because no one comes back from the afterlife to explain its mysteries. We can learn nonetheless that we are not separate from the generations nor from other forms of life. This is Denise Lowe of Lawrence, Kansas.